When darkness came on, sky and sea roared and split with the thunder, and blazed with the lightning, that showed the disabled mass fluttering here and there with the rags which the first fury of the tempest had left for its after sport. Holding by a shroud, Starbuck was standing on the quarterdeck, at every flash of the lightning glancing aloft to see what additional disaster might have befallen the intricate hamper there, while Stubb and Flask were directing the men in the higher hoisting and firmer lashing of the boats. But all their pains seemed naught. Though lifted to the very top of the cranes, the windward quarter boat, Ahab's, did not escape. A great rolling sea, dashing high up against the reeling ship's high teetering side, stove in the boat's bottom at the stern, and left it again all dripping through like a sieve. "Bad work, bad work, Mr. Starbuck," said Stubb, regarding the wreck. "But the sea will have its way. Stubb, for one, can't fight it. You see, Mr. Starbuck, a wave has such a great long start before it leaps. All around the world it runs, and then comes the spring. But as for me, all the start I have to meet it is just across the deck here. But never mind, it's all in fun, so the old song says, sings. Oh, jolly is the gale, and a joker is the whale, a flourish in his tail. Such a funny, sporty, gamey, jesty, jokey, hokey-pokey lad is the ocean, oh.